Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting from Atlanta, Georgia, this is The Bright Side with Technisha.
A daily broadcast on real-life issues that will keep you motivated.
And now, here's your host, Technisha.
Good morning, everyone. I know this is a different setting for all of you, but today is March the 5th, 2014, and we're back again with another episode of The Bright Side with Technisha. And I'm here with Ms. Cornelia Shipley, who is a nationally recognized executive coach, a life mentor, speaker, and strategic planner with over 20 years experience training individuals and executive clients to achieve their personal and professional goals. We will also be discussing about her annual event, Design Your Life, which she will be bringing to the ATL. So, yay, everyone. Good morning, Cornelia. How are you?
Good morning, Technisha. I'm good. How are you?
I'm blessed, and thank you for taking out your time to be on the show.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Cornelia, can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Sure. So I started my career at Procter & Gamble Distributing Company well over 2 decades ago and worked in sales and sales training and development and left back in 2000, back when the company's stock price went from 150 bucks a share to 50 and they were handing out really big checks to make people go away. I said, check please. And ran to graduate school. I have an MBA from Southern Methodist University. And while I was there, I studied abroad in Australia and Asia. And when I got back to the U.S., I started working for Raytheon Company in Human Resources. And I spent a couple years there and then went to General Mills in Human Resources. And in 2005, my life really started to change. My mother was diagnosed with breast cancer in the middle of me being up for a significant promotion at General Mills. And that was the point at which I started to recognize that my life kind of wasn't working and that I needed to figure out a better way. But like most mothers, my mother said, no, go, take the promotion. So I took the promotion and moved 1,500 miles from my family. And in the midst of living 1,500 miles away, my father had a massive stroke. And whoa. I'm an only child. So you have to imagine my mother was, you know, fighting breast cancer and had a bad back. And my father was now, you know, significantly debilitated and trying to recover from a massive stroke. And I was living 1,500 miles away. So I promptly said, you know, this isn't going to work, and negotiated my exit from corporate America and moved back to Michigan and spent some time, some much-needed time with my parents. Fortunately, you know, my mother won her battle with breast cancer, and my father made a full recovery from his stroke, which was a huge blessing. And while I was back in Michigan, I started my business, 3C Consulting, which is a leadership development and strategic planning firm based in Atlanta, Georgia, but we have consultants all over the United States that work with us. And we really focus on strategic planning and executive coaching. And I've been doing that work now since 06, and in 2012, my wife decided it needed to get my attention again, and so I got married, and 5 days later, my mother passed away unexpectedly. And at that point, I was really, really clear that the work of designing your life is really important, and I was so grateful that I had spent the last 6 years from 2006 to 2012 with my mother and my father, helping them recuperate and being with them so that when she passed, I didn't feel any regret about choices I had made about pursuing my career, recognizing that my family was so important to me. And so after she passed and after we got through, you know, her services and all of that, I got real serious about writing this book and making sure that people could really create a life and work that worked for them. So I've been doing the Design Your Life event now for several years, and it's been in Atlanta the last 2 years, and it's all about how you create a life and work that work for you. And in May, the book will be released. So been really busy. It's been a good ride, and I'm, you know, enjoying married life, still technically a newlywed, living here in Atlanta with my husband, and trying to have a good time.
Congratulations to you, Cornelia.
Thank you.
It touched me in so many ways. Well, my mother, she's still living, but I lost my father when I was 7, so I definitely sympathize with losing a parent. It's very hard.
Absolutely, absolutely. It changes who you are as a person.
Yes.
And it really does. It really does help to put things in perspective.
Do you think you would have written the book if your mother hadn't passed?
You know, I had started the book in 2003.
Okay.
So I would have written the book, and it's an interesting story. My writing partner and I started talking about the book just before my wedding, and she asked me if I really wanted to engage in the process before the wedding or after. And what I told her, and I think this is a verbatim quote, I said, "Let's wait until after, because I know when I get back from my honeymoon, I'm going to be a different person." Now, little did I know that I was going to be a person grieving the loss of her mother when I got back. But I had some inner knowing that I needed to wait. And I'm really, really glad that I did, because had the same turn of events happened, the book wouldn't be what it is. You know, if I had started the book before we had gone on our honeymoon, it would have been a different book. And so I'm really, really grateful that we waited, and I'm really pleased with the final product.
Well, I'm glad for the book, and I can't wait till it comes out in May. I love getting books. My husband gets very upset sometimes with me because you got too many books you haven't read. And I said, well, when I rest, I'll end up reading them. But, Cornelia, what inspired the concept of Design Your Life in the annual event?
You know, what really inspired it was that experience in 2006, waking up and having the phone ring and my mother telling me that my father was in a hospital in Hampton, Virginia, and I was in New Mexico and she was in Michigan, and going, this isn't going to work, you know. And so Design Your Life really is all about the process of creating a life and work that work for you. And it's about really getting clear about how you live from your values and how you take the right designed action to get your desired outcome. Because all too often, I'm sure you have friends who have wound up in a job or in a relationship or in some sort of life circumstance, and they've asked themselves the question, how the heck did I get here? And they usually aren't using the word heck, right? And so the book is about helping people not have that experience, to really reclaim the driver's seat of their own life and to be able to be empowered to make their life work.
Now you're an entrepreneur, so the question here is, what is the one thing that gets in the way of success for small business owners, entrepreneurs, or business professionals?
You know, I think the biggest thing that gets in the way for entrepreneurs is they don't design their business up front, and they don't consider the real reasons why they're becoming an entrepreneur. You know, so many people become an entrepreneur because they want freedom and flexibility, right? They say, I really want a freedom-based. No, go ahead.
You're counting 9 to 12 every day.
Right. You know, I want a really freedom-based lifestyle. But then they decide they're going to open up a brick-and-mortar location, which requires them to be there 80 hours a week. And suddenly they're a slave to this location. So I think that's one of the biggest things that gets in the way. I think the other thing that gets in the way, besides the design of their business and not really considering their values, is the entrepreneurial mindset. If you don't have the right mindset, you're not going to be successful in business. And that's about really recognizing that whatever you want to make possible is possible, and being committed to going out and working hard every day to make what you want to have happen.
Yeah, and definitely keeping God first. And you're right, a lot of people go in for the wrong reasons. So I just want to get the money quickly, not having the format that business, you got to have a whole plan. You got to make sure, okay, this step one, who's going to be your target audience. It's not just about let me get out there and make money. Sure, you get tired of 9 and 12, but at the same time, some people are successful in what they're doing because they thought it out. They thought all the way through, okay, this is the pros and cons. If something happened, I might fail here. So you really do. You have to take out the time and just do it right. Do it right, or either you're going to fail and you're going to be back at zero. So
that's right. That's right. That's right. You can't, you brought up the whole conversation about having some sort of faith base, and I think you're absolutely right. You can't be successful in life if you're not grounded in something, whether it's, you know, Christianity or Buddhism or Hinduism or being Muslim, whatever your faith orientation is, if you're Jewish, whatever that guiding principle is that helps you to know that there's something in the world greater than yourself that's committed to your well-being is critically important. And having a connection to that source and having that source to access and lean on, especially when business gets hard. Because no person's business, Richard Branson included, you know, is always sunny and rosy. And so you've got to have some store well to go to be able to pull your strength and to be able to continue to persevere.
Yes, I do. I totally agree all the way with that, Kani. Now, the other question I have is, why do you believe so many business owners who start out wanting to create something amazing for themselves end up creating something they either hate or resent?
I think it's because they didn't consider their values and why they were really getting into business in the first place.
Okay.
So, you know, you have this radio show and you're doing it for, you know, a myriad of reasons, I'm sure. But you've got to make it work for your life. You're a wife. You may be a mother. You're certainly a daughter. And so, you know, you've got to make sure that it fits in with the rest of what's going on for you in your life. And I think that's one of the biggest reasons. And I think the other reason that business owners become a slave to their business is because they weren't clear about their exit strategy. I don't know if you watched the TV show Shark Tank. Do you watch that TV show?
Yes, I have called it a couple of times.
Okay, so one of the things that they talk about, that the entrepreneurs who are the sharks on that show talk about, if you go see them live, is that real entrepreneurship is about starting a business, growing it quickly, and selling it quickly. That's the model that those entrepreneurs really follow. They're trying to maximize their dollar. And oftentimes, most people who start a small business haven't thought about their exit strategy. They are replacing one job with another job. They're not really managing a business. Does that make sense?
Yes, I do. I do agree with that. Kani?
Yeah. Yep, I'm still here. So at the end of the day, if you haven't figured out how you're going to exit that business, and how you're going to manage your business so that you work in the business and on the business, people get very frustrated, and they feel like, you know, their clients are running them, they have no time for their family, they have no space for all of the things that they wanted to accomplish. They may be very, very successful and have no time to spend the money they're earning because they're working too hard.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the biggest things I find with my entrepreneurial clients that we have to work through so that at the end of the day, they have space for all of the stuff that they want to be up to in the world.
Yeah. And as we discussed, the plan of a business, it has to be ongoing. You just don't turn it off and say, okay, that's it.
Right. Right. You have to, but you do have to establish some boundaries. I mean, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we work in a 24/7 environment and about a two-hour news cycle in the United States, that doesn't mean that you can't draw boundaries around when you're working, when you service clients. You know, I work with a lot of people who are service providers, you know, lawyers, doctors, coaches, consultants, and they feel sometimes like their clients drive their time. And one of the things I work with a lot of my entrepreneurial clients around is how do you, it's your business. How do you want to run it? And if you're the best at what you do, clients will work around your schedule. So it really is about creating what is going to be sustainable and workable for you, recognizing that when things don't work, you actually can change them and that nobody's going to stop you from continuing to grow and innovate and change the way you do business so that it ultimately continues to support you, your family, and your lifestyle.
So, Camille, what inspires you the most about entrepreneurship?
Wow, what inspires me the most? I think what inspires me the most about entrepreneurship is just the entrepreneurial spirit and the ability to really watch people be creative and innovative and transform the path for their families. I mean, I work with an entrepreneur who also happens to be running for public office, and it's been really amazing to watch as they have transformed not only their business, but are working to transform their community. So it's that whole notion of feeling empowered to take charge and be responsible for what happens in life and to be really committed to making what you want happen, happen.
Yeah, it is. It's so amazing. And then for you to actually see that person, like you said, running for office, you're seeing them grow and keep growing.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's one of the big joys of my work is to watch people continue to grow and develop and create new and innovative things for us as consumers and to really ultimately reach their dreams. You know, I work with people who are in really senior level positions in organizations and watching them navigate their career path and get their, you know, VP or C-suite promotion is always exciting for me because I know how hard they worked in the background to make that happen.
Oh, yes, it is. It takes work when you're doing your own business. And I see that from the perspective of working for the Marriott, and then you think it would be so easy sometimes, but it's work behind all of that.
Absolutely.
But what does it take to create a life and work that actually works for an individual?
You know, I think the first thing is you have to have a really clear vision. You have to be crystal clear about what it is that you want to create. Because if you're not clear, there's a great saying, a confused mind won't buy. Well, a confused mind won't act either. And so if you don't have a clear vision, it becomes hard to take the right action to make that happen. I think the second thing people need is a strong brand, a strong personal brand that supports what they're up to. So if you want to be a politician, as an example, you need to be a person who people trust, and you have to have a brand image that people perceive you as a trustworthy person. So you've got to get really, really clear about how you're going to operate. You know, what are the ways in which you engage in the world? How do you treat people? How do you provide access to you and do your work and get really clear about how you're going to do that? And then there's the notion of actually planning what actions you're going to take, right? So to create a life, you've got to do some things. And so once you've got a clear vision, you can create those tactics to go after that vision. And then in the process of designing your life, you've got to have a way to reward yourself in the process. So you've got to be able to say, when I hit this goal, or every day if I, you know, check off my to-do list, I'm going to reward myself because you really do only have today. You know, tomorrow's not promised. I know that. My mother got rushed to emergency at 3:18 in the morning. She was pronounced dead at 2:24 the same day. So your tomorrow's not promised. So having a way to reward yourself and enjoy your life daily is critically important. And then the last point is to make sure that you're continuing to expand your mindset and that you really do have an abundance and success mindset that's going to support you in creating the life that you want. And so if you do those things, those six things, you can create a life that you love to live and go live it powerfully.
And that all totally makes sense. And And as far as it goes, I just wanted to tell you, you know, your mother would be very proud of you right now. I know she would, Kanee. You have done so much. You accomplished a lot. So I know she's
happy. Thank you. Thank you
You're
so
welcome.
Much. Thank you for saying that.
But what are the greatest challenges of being an entrepreneur?
Well, I think it depends on the kind of business that you run. I think if you run a home-based business and you're not a self-starter, that's a really big challenge for people. It's part of the reason why you see a bunch of people in Starbucks, right? Because they have to get out of their house to get work done. So that can be a challenge. I think if you are in a business where you have to hire people, you know, whether it's a franchise, I don't care if it's a McDonald's or, you know, a $500 franchise, if there are people involved and you have to hire them, hiring people becomes really challenging for most entrepreneurs because they're not really sure how to do it, and they're not really sure how to put the policies in place so that they're covered in the event that something happens to an employee, they're covered from a tax perspective. And then I think the last big challenge for all entrepreneurs is sorting out when they're going to work in their business servicing clients and when they're going to work on their business developing the business. And most entrepreneurs, especially when they start their business, either have feast or famine. They either have a ton of business and then they let the marketing go, or they have no business and all they're doing is marketing. And so finding that right balance for your business and industry can be challenging for entrepreneurs.
Okay. What is it? Well, I know that you stated on, like, what inspires you the most about entrepreneurship, but what is it that you love most about what you do?
I think what I love most about what I do is actually seeing people transform. You know, I worked with a woman several years ago who was in a multi-level marketing business, and so she was a pretty high-ranking team leader in a business like, you know, Body by V or Mary Kay or one of the other, you know, multi-level marketing firms. And she came to me because she wanted to help grow her team. That's why she came to me. But in the course of our work together, I found out that she had lost a child. The child passed away at the age of 6, and she had a living child that was getting ready to turn 6. And interestingly enough, she had started withdrawing from the living child because she was concerned that the living child would die as well. And so as a result of our work together, she got her daughter back. She got her living daughter back. She was able to reengage with her daughter and to be present with her and to love her in the ways that she really wanted to be as a mom and to move beyond her fear that her daughter would die. And so it's things like that, powerful transformations that occur that impact, you know, future generations. Imagine being a young child whose mother doesn't want to talk or engage with you because she's too scared you're going to pass away, and you have no idea what's going on. And so I'm really clear that the time that I spent with that woman not only transformed her life, but transformed her daughter's life. And so to know that the work that I do reaches beyond my clients to people who I will never know, see, taste, touch, feel, any of that is amazing to me.
It is. It is, and I love it. So it is. It's very inspiring, and just to hear from a woman's point of view who has been through the up and down, such as yourself, is very inspiring. It really touches my heart, and I hope it's touching all my listeners as well, heart. Now, Kanee, what are some of the, can you just really like give us maybe a few keys to succeed tips for an aspiring entrepreneurs for this year?
Sure. I think if you're an aspiring entrepreneur, so you're not in business yet, I think the first thing you need to do is just to clarify, why are you going into business? What is your goal? Is it to own your own job? You know, are you going to say, I was an accountant at XYZ firm and now I want to leave the firm and own my own accounting firm? But really, you're just going to own your own job. You're going to take some clients and own your own job. Or Is it to sell the business like a Damon John in the world is going to establish it and grow it as quickly as possible and sell it? Or is it to have a sustainable business that may live on after you, that you may, you know, have a pipeline of talent that's going to manage? And so once you can clarify that, then you can start to plan effectively. The second thing I would say is do your money homework. Way too many people start a business and don't understand simple things like how to incorporate their business, what type of incorporation is going to be right for the business that they're going to own. You know, if you want to be a real estate investor and that's the business that you want to go into, do you know what a land trust is? And do you know how to protect each one of your individual properties so that if one property is at risk because somebody slips and falls on it, all of your other properties aren't at risk? So making sure you do your homework about what the right infrastructure is and what the real needs of your marketplace and your business are based on the industry that you've selected. And then I think lastly, if you don't come into this with the right mindset, you're not going to be successful. So making sure that you invest in personal development to really understand what your limiting beliefs are and what kinds of things, you know, the noise in your head that tells you you can't be successful, how you begin to manage that so that you can get beyond it and create the business of your dreams.
And like I said before, as when you was talking, all this makes perfect sense. You got to start off right. If you're not going in it the correct way, you might as well back on up. You got to be focused. And to me, you got to be like a pit bull when you're dealing with business. Do you agree, Cornelia? You can't go in weak link.
I think you can't go in weak. I love, there's a book, and I don't remember the author's name, but the book is called Swimming with the Sharks. And it's about business and how you manage business, and it talks about two water animals, sharks and dolphins. And dolphins are one of the few animals that can actually kill a shark. And it talks about, you know, but we think about dolphins as being really docile creatures and sharks being really vicious creatures. And so it's not about the viciousness of business necessarily. It's about you understanding your own power and when and how to use it.
Okay. I do understand that. And thinking of that concept, that does it does sound politically correct. Yeah. Just like, who was that, the rabbit, the tortoise? You thought the tortoise wasn't going to win because he was slow and he ended up fooling everybody. Yeah, I won because
right.
The rabbit won. Easy.
That's right.
So, what's next for you in 2014?
Well, let's see. The book comes out in May, which is, you know, crazy busy right now. And, you know, we're gearing up for the book tour and the event, which is next week. And then later in the year, we're going to be working on some new things and a new book about grief, so about how you manage your grief and continue to keep going. And we've got a little bit of a satire kind of grief book planned as well, so it'll be interesting to see how all of that unfolds.
Well, since we're running short on time, Cornelia, I would like to ask this too. What will the participants be able to take away from this workshop?
So people are going to walk away with a plan. You know, that's the biggest thing. How often do you go to a workshop and you leave and you've got 9,000 things to go do in a big binder that winds up on the shelf? Well, these people leave with an actual plan in hand. They don't have to go home and plan. They plan at the event so that they can walk out the door and take immediate action on having the life that they want for themselves. And that's the biggest thing they're going to take away.
Okay. Is there, if they need to find out any more information, because I know that also the cost of it, where can they go to find information?
Absolutely. It's www.designyourlifeevent.com. And there's two E's, L-I-F-E-E-V-E-N-T. So designyourlifeevent.com. And because we know if there's a couple of listeners, I think registration is sold out. But we've got a couple of spots. If somebody winds up emailing us, they can email us on the contact form, and my team, James and Holly, will make sure that you can get a spot. And it's there's only VIP space left, and it's $495.
And I definitely make sure I post it again up on Facebook if anyone is interested. Please go out. If you feel that you're not going to be able to get something from it, don't think that way. You will be able to grab something from this event. So I hope everyone does. I hope everyone who is interested does attend. Don't be discouraged. But Cornelia, thank you so much for spending time with us today. And I just want to say God bless you and your family and this event. And I'm happy for you and your marriage.
Well, thank you so much, T. Kenesha, and thank you for having me today.
Oh, you're welcome. I don't mind. My schedule stays busy. People ask me all the time, how do you do? I said, well, just manage my time, and I guess God keeping me sane and keeping me up, so I'm going to just keep going until I can't do it anymore.
Perfect. Well, have a great rest of your day.
You too, Cornelia. You have a blessed one, too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we're not done just yet, because coming up at 12 p.m. will be Georgia Woodbine. She will be discussing about one of her recent books, How to Attract the Right Man into Your Life, No More Selling. So please stay tuned at 12 o'clock p.m., and thank you for joining me early this morning. I appreciate it, and God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to The Bright Side with Tanisha.
Come back daily from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.
God bless.